Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And we're back with Judy Kirkwood, midwife, international lactation consultant, and founder of Best Baby Initiative. It's breastfeeding week from the 1st to the 7th of August, and we're chatting all things breastfeeding. Judy, the one thing that I'm worried about with this chat is our fantastic producer, Sina, has given me a list of questions to go through, but I think we're just going to dive straight. Like we're going so deep just on the first question. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm blown away by the idea, but it makes perfectly good sense to now that the breast milk is specific from the mom to the baby. Now, I mean, that's absolutely mind-blowing. And then the other thing that you mentioned was sort of local germs. And I've suffered with sinuses for most of my life, and I know a big thing that's a help for me is local honey, because when the pollen is out and I'm having local honey from local bees, somehow it's helping with my sinuses. And, you know, local germs, because each area has its own sort of germs and infections that are in the area, the mom's carrying the antibodies. I never even thought of that, that would be transferred to the baby. So can we go into that a little bit more in depth? And then I'd also like to touch on the physiology, the physical development of the baby. How is that aided by breastfeeding? So two questions.
Okay, awesome. So we know obviously breast milk is brain juice. So when a baby is born, you know, the brain development is massive by the age of two. I don't want to give the wrong statistics, but I mean, the brain is, I think it's sort of 60%, you know, the growth is very important. Obviously, we know in 1,000 days, the ECD development. So there is also something in breast milk, lactose. It's the sugar in breast milk. It's very important for brain growth. Obviously, we know out there in South Africa, there are a lot of non-breast milk products that obviously women use. And, you know, obviously, if they're medically indicated, you know, they are given. But we always, you know, I think for your listeners, any bit of breast milk is obviously very valuable and we want to push breastfeeding. But then we also want to say if you couldn't breastfeed, you know, there are avenues where you can explore. Your question with regards to, you know, species-specific milk. So something that I love sharing with the moms and the dads is, especially if a mom has a toddler or has an older child, it is very important that the lactating mother goes to the playgroup or the school on her own, not with the newborn or the nursing child, but the mother must be exposed to the bacterium, the viruses, so that her body makes, it's an immune modulating response. So as long as the mom is in the mix of the germs, and we noticed with COVID, there were moms who were sick, babies were negative. Babies did not get COVID, but they were nursing from their COVID positive moms. And especially that's why breast milk is generational milk. It's very important that the young in a family, especially in a country like South Africa with massive poverty and unemployment, the benefit of milk as a live medicine. So we talk about it being white blood. They often refer to breast milk as the white blood of the body. Because under a microscope it moves, the white blood cell, I mean, it's in my world, it's a cure for all our diseases. So that's just my belief in the body knows what is best. We were designed for mammary milk, for breast milk, which is obviously made from a woman's blood. So the food that a mother eats, there are components of that are passed into the breast milk. And that with the bees and the honey, so yes, the areas, the the environment will play a massive part in the transfer of, you could say, of immune substances, but as well as also viruses and, you know, in the environment. So absolutely. So, yes, amazing.
So just as a question on that, so in very simple layman's terms, my understanding is that by breastfeeding, and again, I just want to stress that this is for moms who are able to breastfeed. We're just talking about the value of breastfeeding. It's not, there's no judgment in here based on individual choice. But for it, it's an acceleration of the development of the immune system. So meaning the immune system you would have at 5 or 10 or 2, you can get those benefits a lot quicker when you've just come into the world by breastfeeding and getting your mom's immune system. It's sort of a fast kick off for the immune system, if I get that, if I understand that correctly.
So it bridges the immunological gap. So basically what breast milk does is it's a buffer for a child. Because when a baby or when a toddler, children have immature immune systems. And I mean, by not breastfeeding, a child has 16 times more chance of being admitted to hospital for like an upper respiratory infection. I hope you can still hear me. So the benefit, I think what we've seen in South Africa is sometimes the reason why women will start off feeding, but then they sometimes drop off because they maybe that's what we have to address. Maybe there isn't enough support, or there's conflicting information about how to latch, or a mom feels there's a lot of judgment maybe from families. Or I had a woman recently in the communities I work with in South Africa. A woman that is unemployed and struggling with food. And her partner, her husband, came to me at a soup kitchen and he said, "Auntie Jude, my wife thinks her milk is weak because we don't have food." And it's a very, her question is valid. I mean, it's quite a logical response. And I obviously, you know, I'm working with her now. This is part of the community initiative, part of my dream to improve breastfeeding support across the country. So obviously we want to make sure and reassure that mom that your milk is always good. It isn't really determined on, obviously some mom's milk will, on what they eat, the milk might have a higher fat content. So we know foods like nuts, avos, salmon, good omega, you know, good fats can make the milk slightly, the fat content can be different. But the protein content, you know, women in Africa, you know, very marginalized areas, breast milk is still of superior value over formula. So we always choose breast milk. We will not in war-stricken areas, in areas of conflict, of poverty, we will always choose breast milk because it's got the right components for the developing baby. But then obviously supporting those moms with food parcels is helpful. And working and because it's a journey. And that's sometimes where support. There's this perception in South Africa where a lot of women will say, "I don't think I've got enough milk." And that's where they get sort of, they then start topping up. And then that does physiologically affect demand and supply. So there are real sometimes struggles that moms experience. And
So I think so almost my sense from that is just give the body a chance.
Correct.
Particularly in this world of instant everything, we've got to give the body a chance. I wanted to then also touch on the point of what is the physiological benefits from the baby, perhaps in terms of connection to the mom. Is there a physiological benefit in terms of the development of the respiratory system, all of these different systems within the body for breastfeeding? And then I'd like to touch on sort of the aspects of having the partner involved, because that's not something that we really talk about. And I can see that you're quite passionate about that. So I'm looking forward to get into that. But firstly, are there physical benefits for the baby, physiological, in terms of the actual act of breastfeeding?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I often say to moms, we trusted our bodies and we trusted the placenta to nurture our babies in utero. So in utero, the placenta nourishes human life. After birth, the main form of nourishing the newborn for the first 1,000 days is breast milk. Mm-hmm. So that is the body's way of growing your baby. And it's always, I always say to moms, you know, it's amazing that your milk, you can grow this little baby. I mean, women are blown away by what they can do, what their milk can do. So the cell, the human cells in a human body grow best off breast milk. Again, so respiratory wise, we know breast milk is brain. We want it for the brain, without a doubt, with the cardiovascular, you know, obviously system, for every system, for the gut. So we also know, you know, more babies that are breastfed get less NEC. Necrotizing enterocolitis is a medical condition where the gut can be damaged from foreign proteins. So we know that every system is developed better. We also know there are benefits for the mother. You know, a lot of moms, I often say to moms, we want to do this also for you. You matter. So we know that there's a reduction in breast, ovarian, and cervical cancers, any estrogenic cancers. So breast milk causes the estrogen levels in a mom to be, you know, lower. And that breast milk, the hormones in breast milk obviously are very protective for the woman's anatomy, for a mother's anatomy.
Oh, wow.
And that is, it's also long, you know, the longevity. So the benefits of breast milk are cumulative. So the longer a mother can feed or express or do both, there is a cumulative benefit. And we can see that internationally through medical reviews. It's not me just sort of promoting my dream for the country, because there's a lot of, you know, research, and you can look at amazing sort of cohort studies from Canada, Lancet series. You know, there's a lot of international studies. For dads, I think intrinsically men were often sidelined in the past, maybe because, you know, nobody kind of examined what a dad's role is. But a man's role is very important. Often the fathers are really supportive in what a mom eats. So it might sound very simple that you are, you know, helping cook or prepare or offer a snack to your partner, but that in theory is also helping to improve the fat quality of your milk. The simple task of, you know, giving your wife a pat on her back or, you know, giving a little heat pack, giving some water or making a cup of tea. Those are simple acts, but they are profound. Mm-hmm. With my initiative, I have a special way of teaching breastfeeding. It's the CPR of breastfeeding. And I often like to teach that to the fathers. So it's a technique to get the fathers involved in the actual method. And making sure that the mom is comfortable when she sits, that she has support for her arms, that the baby is, you know. So what I like to do now is to teach it to both parents so the mom doesn't feel completely overwhelmed that she now has to sustain this new human life. So you get the dads involved, and then they are really amazing, actually. So the dads are very grateful for the opportunity to be involved. And I do believe in the past, we across the board in South Africa, dads were sidelined, not intentionally, but it definitely happened. I mean, I've been working in the space for 25 years, and I can tell you we all did it unbeknownly, but now we must learn from it. So it's little acts, but yes, dads help with burping, dads help with latching, you know, all those things.
And just, you know, sort of to help and to be involved.
Correct. I can't hear you. I can hear you now.
Hold on. Am I back now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, fab. Sorry about that. The most wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get involved. You mentioned sort of earlier the time frame in terms of how long to breastfeed for. And what I wanted to touch on, you know, there was a wonderful comedic sketch by Mel Brooks probably 40 to 50 years ago, called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. And it was an interview with him. He was a 2,000-year-old man. And he stated that he breastfed until he was 260, and because he said he was a late developer, and which I thought, well, you know, that always sort of stuck with me and gave me a bit of a chuckle. But the question, how long should moms breastfeed for?
I
Or
think
is there a definitive answer? I mean, yeah.
I mean, the World Health, I think again, it's very personal. I think within communities, I mean, the World Health says, so it's exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life. So the baby does not, the baby only gets breast milk. We know 87.5% of breast milk is water. So you've got beautiful hydration in your milk, moms. You've got all that amazing, those white blood cells, those immune powerful fighting germ busting cells inside your milk. And for the first 6 months, your little baby is literally going to double its birth weight on your breast milk.
Wow.
Okay? So we want, as a general rule, we want a baby to double their birth weight by 6 months, and we want them to triple it by a year. So that is a general rule. So from 6 months, we then introduce solids. What does solids mean? Solids means we start giving baby a little bit of veg and fruits and maybe oats, and then we start giving a little bit of protein. And then they, by 1 year of age, they are eating off the table of the family with breast milk. So they're still breastfeeding. The World Health recommends up to 2 years and beyond. Now, in South Africa, you will get moms that will breastfeed for two. You will get moms that will still breastfeed for 3 years with complementary foods. I believe that is amazing, and it's again, it's a very personal journey. And there isn't, we know that breastfeed babies are more calm. There's a much stronger parental attachment. And again, you know what? How would that? Would the husband? You know. We were made to be close to our mothers. You know, that's the mom is the primary caregiver. But that is not saying that a father couldn't give a bottle. You know, they are, or the father couldn't offer a cup to the baby, for instance. But we normally say to the moms and dads, let's get breastfeeding well established. Let's stick with one thing before we have too many variables in the mix.
Into going into that. Fantastic. We're just going to
So
go now to a live read and then into ads, and then we'll carry on with this when we are back from the ad break.